Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica, in collaboration with the NHT and NIS, will be introducing a single quarterly statutory payment form, SO3, for self-employed persons to pay income tax, education tax, NHT and NIS contributions. The first quarterly payment using the new SO3 becomes due on March 15, 2014. Subsequent payments will therefore be due June 15, September 15, and December 15. Persons will be able to make payments online via the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax-online.gov.jm or at any of the 29 tax offices across the island. For additional information, call the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the SO3 web hub at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
For many, the Christmas season is a peak shopping period, particularly as they seek to purchase gifts for those they hold dear. Getting everything on your Christmas list can come at a high cost. However, there are measures you can take to curtail the amount of money spent. Get the facts now. If you're thinking about shopping, whether for gifts or any other item this Christmas, you should first create a budget. The next best thing to do is to shop around in pursuit of cheaper prices.
When it comes to budgeting, you have to weigh quality and price. So there are a number of items on the market that will offer you the same thing in a nicer label, in a less nicer label. And the price is usually lower in the labels that are not so fancy. So we ask consumers to check the prices.
Communication specialist at the Consumer Affairs Commission, Dorothy Campbell. Will you be purchasing toys this Christmas? If the answer is yes, think about toys that are durable and will be of interest to your child. However, ensure that these don't exceed your budget.
Some of these toys can be very expensive, so you have to understand that you can't always purchase what the children want. You have to purchase what is within the budget, that is fun, that they'll enjoy, and something that is safe at the same time.
As you think about purchasing gifts for children, look for color, simple designs, and attractive patterns. Here are some other useful tips to bear in mind during Christmas shopping. Try shopping around in different stores and look for bargains. Shop for necessities. Think about your needs instead of wants. Carefully evaluate prices.
So it's important that you make very, very knowledgeable choices. So what the Consumer Affairs Commission advises consumers to do is to find out whether by formal means through the media or by neighbor word of mouth, find out exactly the quality and price of the goods you're seeking and where is the best location to acquire those things.
Communication specialist at the Consumer Affairs Commission, Dorothy Campbell. Having gathered all the items needed, ensure that you have the correct amount of money in one place instead of spending a long time searching around in your bag.
When you get to the cashier, do not take items out of your purse that you don't need and place them on the counter. Make sure you have access to your cash and don't expose all your money at once.
Communication specialist at the Consumer Affairs Commission, Dorothy Campbell. As you go shopping this Christmas, remember to take precautions for your own safety and that of your family. That's where we leave you on this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.